New details continue to emerge about the man accused of killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO, and wildfires burn out of control in Southern California as strong winds are forecast to make matters worse. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Wednesday, December 11, 2024. Luigi Mangione remains in custody in Pennsylvania as he fights extradition to New York, 1 week after authorities say he shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel. The 26-year-old suspect appeared in court in Pennsylvania on Tuesday, December 10th. He shouted at reporters as he entered the building, using the words completely out of touch and an insult to the intelligence of the American people. The murder suspect did not waive his extradition to New York. That means Mangione will remain in custody in Pennsylvania as he has 14 days to challenge the detention. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said it will seek a governor's warrant to force extradition to New York, where Mangione faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said she will sign a warrant for his extradition to ensure he is tried and held accountable. In court Tuesday, Mangione was denied bail on the felony charges of forgery and carrying a firearm without a license in Pennsylvania. He has indicated a plea of not guilty. The only charges that we've seen thus far have been the ones here in Pennsylvania, and we have pled not guilty to those charges, his attorney Thomas Dickey told reporters. As the investigation in the New York murder continues, NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenney told Fox News they are looking into whether the suspect suffered a back injury and filed any claims with the insurance industry prior to the shooting. Mangione's roommate in Hawaii told various broadcasts a back surgery caused him great pain and he was extremely angry about it. Mangione had 3 pages of writing on him when he was arrested inside a Pennsylvania McDonald's Monday morning, December 9th. The NYPD said the notes were addressed to the feds and told authorities he acted alone. Investigators said Mangione may have been inspired by the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski, and they're working to determine whether Thompson was the target of a symbolic takedown against corporate corruption. In November, Mangione's mother had filed a missing persons report for him in San Francisco. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, that came after no one had heard from Mangione since July. In a statement, Mangione's family said, "Our family is shocked and devastated by Luigi's arrest. We offer our prayers to the family of Brian Thompson, and we ask people to pray for all involved." The fallout from South Korea's martial law declaration widens as the imprisoned former defense minister attempted to take his own life. Authorities said former defense minister Kim Jong-hyun has been moved to an isolation room after an attempt on his own life before his formal arrest warrant was issued Tuesday night. Kim was the first public figure to be detained over the martial law declaration on December 3rd and is accused of being the one to recommend the move. Separately, Tuesday, South Korean police said they sent officers to search President Yoon Suk-yeol's office as part of the investigation into the declaration. Yoon is now banned from leaving the country as police and prosecutors investigate whether he and his supporters in the government, as well as the military, committed an insurrection when they sent armed troops into the National Assembly last week to try to prevent lawmakers from gathering to cancel the martial law decree. They were ultimately unsuccessful. Lawmakers voted unanimously to end martial law just 6 hours after it was put in place. Investigators have vowed to arrest or at least detain Yoon, who is still the country's president. He refused to resign after an impeachment attempt on Saturday, December 8th, failed when members of his party left parliament and boycotted the vote. The country's main opposition party says it's preparing a new impeachment motion, and a vote on that is expected as early as this Saturday, December 14th. Firefighters in Southern California are battling a raging wildfire that has prompted evacuations and damaged homes in the affluent beach community of Malibu, northwest of Los Angeles. The Franklin Fire has spread to more than 3,000 acres and was 0% contained as of CAL FIRE's update at 9:47 p.m. Pacific Time Tuesday. The fast-moving inferno broke out late Monday night and quickly grew, fueled by strong Santa Ana winds. Some gusts were reported as strong as 90 miles per hour. More than 1,500 firefighters had been assigned to battle the flames and smoke. Students, teachers, and administrators at Pepperdine University were told to shelter in place as the fire kept getting closer and closer. Final exams were canceled. There have been no reports of deaths or serious injuries, but officials said the fire has destroyed at least 7 homes so far. The National Weather Service forecast days of extreme, dry, windy weather ahead. A federal judge has rejected The Onion's winning bid to buy InfoWars. The satirical news outlet won the auction to buy Alex Jones's platform last month. Jones was forced to put the platform up for sale to help pay $1.5 billion in damages that he owes to the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims for falsely claiming the massacre in Connecticut was a hoax. Tuesday night, a federal bankruptcy judge said there was a lack of transparency in the auction process, and it failed to maximize value for the victims' families, even though they had given their approval for InfoWars to be sold to The Onion for an undisclosed amount of money. Republican State Senator John Bramnick said mysterious drones seen flying over New Jersey in recent weeks should prompt a limited state of emergency. Bramnick said in a statement, New Jersey should ban all drones until the public receives an explanation regarding these multiple sightings. His statement came after the mayors of 21 New Jersey towns wrote a letter to Governor Phil Murphy demanding action. The FBI so far has only said it is doing all it can to figure out what is going on, and the public can continue to call in tips. It's the end of the road for General Motors Cruise Robo-Taxi program. GM said Tuesday it plans to realign its autonomous driving strategy to focus on advanced driver assistance systems for use in personal vehicles. This comes a year after GM grounded its fleet of driverless vehicles after an accident in California that led to Cruise being fined $1.5 million. GM, which owns about 90% of Cruise, said it intends to buy the remainder of the company and will combine GM and Cruise technical teams. GM cited an increasingly competitive robotaxi market as one reason it will no longer fund the business. Cruise founder Kyle Vogt, who left the company in 2023, reacted to the news on X saying, in case it was unclear before, it is clear now. GM are a bunch of dummies.